Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to this Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Gave you a little bit more of that song. That song is so cool. If you don't know the story behind that song, I'll give you a little bit of trivia on that song. Basically, when I started my conversations back in the day, for like a buck, you could buy all kinds of songs to use on your show for like $5, $10, a dollar, whatever. And the first one I found was Blind Divine's Desire to Destroy album, and it had that song on it. And it was just Time is on Our Side, and it just was the first song that came up, and I've just used it ever since. So, kind of cool. Album's not too bad, really, so check it out. Today on the conversation, folks, if you haven't heard, Pizza Hut is now the official pizza of the NFL, which means plummeting sales. I mean, look at every time somebody endorses Trump, a big company, people flock to that stuff. When you have people that don't stand for the national anthem, people run from that stuff. Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan joined Fox and Friends Wednesday to discuss the border wall and the benefits of it. Wow, there's actually benefits of it? You know, actually, yeah, there is. National security, public safety, all kinds of things. Saving billions of dollars that we pay illegals. Kroger is now among the companies with Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods that are making it 21 years of age or older to buy a gun or ammunition. When I can use an M16 or an AR-15 when I'm 18 years old in the Marines. So I'm assuming as soon as I'm done with basic training and I'm out of the Marines, am I not allowed to buy a gun? I'll get into that. If you live in Indiana, come March 4th, you can now buy liquor on Sundays. First time since Prohibition. Oakland mayor is accused of obstruction of justice by warning North California residents of an impending ICE raid. I'll get into my thoughts on that, what's happening there. The White House's immigration policy is racist because, hey, I'm a dreamer, so bite me. It's not racist. It's whatever the heck. I don't get it. He wants to deport all these dreamers. Well, if you've been in this country 16 years, you should be a citizen, not a dreamer. You should be living the dream, not keeping yourself from having the dream so you can live off the government with all these benefits for illegals. New York City must pay $130,000 to three Muslims who were forced to remove their hijabs for mugshots. I don't get it. Would a Muslim country abide by my religious beliefs if I was jailed? I don't think so. A gardener in Israel unearthed a rare bronze ring bearing the image of St. Nicholas that dates back to the Middle Ages. Really, really cool. That and so much more, and Premier League action and what happened and all that stuff. And Ephesians 11. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Think about that as you go through your whenever you watch this and listen to it. So think about that. And what a conversation we have for you today. Wow, I'm going to get into this because, as you all know, Papa John's left as NFL official pizza. I don't understand these. It's the official tire of IndyCar and NASCAR, okay? Now, if you have the most money and they accept you, yeah, no. If you're going to be like the, okay, Firestone is the official tire of IndyCar. When Mario was going around the track, they couldn't get a tire off, and the tire lasted the whole race. You know, they can back up the official tire of IndyCar with the Firestone Firehawks and their product because, you know, I love the fact that they're the official tire of IndyCar because they can back it up. You know, but when people just, we're going to spend billions of dollars so we can say we're the official pizza. Isn't it crazy how at NASCAR races, everyone now drinks Monster on the TV broadcasts? They never drank Monster before. Oh, yeah, it's the title sponsor. Duh. I mean, if I want to have OJ, I should be able to drink OJ. I don't know if they're contractually obligated because those things are not regulated. If I want to have my regular coffee. Oh. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but then when the can's hot from the hot coffee. I don't drink that cold crap, but anyways, you know, I don't get it. I mean, I'm from Indiana, and there's a place that's near and dear to my heart, Deer Creek Music Center. Yes, I don't know what it's now, some Rohoff Home Music Center. Somebody spent money to name it, because that's what I love when String Cheese Instant would ever come there. It was Can You Hear Me Now bought it, that Verizon. And they go, this is Verizon what? And we'd all yell, Deer Creek Music Center. And people used to sell shirts to say you can buy the name, but you can't buy the spirit, Deer Creek Music Center. I mean, that's how it is nowadays, you know. People want to sell everything, you know. Welcome to Purdue Boilermaker Football. We're live inside the AutoZone Boilermaker locker room. And we have the Quaker State Pennzoil lockers, you know, and then, you know, if the local pizza company wants to spend money, they can have the name tags of the players, you know. This is the Mad Mushroom Pizza locker numbers. Like, they try to get people to pay for everything that ain't nailed down. I remember going to the movie theaters, and where did you have a lava lamp on TV for 20 minutes before the movie started? Now they have 50 infomercials. I mean, they're going to lose business. The NFL certain. Since Roger Goodell got in there, it's just been nothing but a mitigated disaster. Would you want to associate with that? I wouldn't. Not my business. But, hey, just look at, I found a video the other day, and it was like all these, it's like the moment when they knew Hillary had lost, and the faces of people, I was laughing my butt off. I'm like, you know, crying, and like, because it's hilarious, because of two things. You can't rig the elections, all you Trump supporters. When Hillary wins, you're gonna claim that the election was rigged. But you can't rig the elections. Da da da. And when Trump won, what's the first thing out of liberals' mouths? Oh, Russia rigged the elections.
And they kept saying he had to abide by the results. Who didn't abide by
the results? Hillary Clinton.
True.
He's gonna whine and carry on because he lost in this, and all these Republicans, they're gonna claim that there was interference.
No, we've proven interference on Hillary's behalf, and she still lost.
But when they complain that you're not gonna, you know, that you can't rig the elections, they're the ones that bitch that, oh, they can be rigged. How this, you know, people are running away from the NFL. You know, it's just this double standard that people can't deal with. Well, that video of those people, I was rolling when they were like crying and carrying on. I'm like, roll up and grab a pair. But yeah, people that don't know anything, they don't care. And I have a brain blank because I was going to talk about something in conjunction with that, but I lost my train of thought. And when I think about it, I will get back to that. But, you know, we have a wall that wants to be built. How dare, well, if you're a liberal, you would have supported a wall when Bill Clinton was president because he wanted to build one. And he got praised for it. There's the difference. Most conservatives don't really change their viewpoints. You know, I wanna stop human trafficking. See, the wall in Germany was to separate a communist Germany from a non-communist Germany. That's why it was beneficial to take down the wall unless you support communism. In the States, you want to build a wall to stop human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegals. We're all dreamers, folks. You stop being a dreamer when you're here 15, 20 years and you don't try to become a citizen. And this, oh, I'm a dreamer because I'm dreaming of being a citizen. Well, then work on it. It's just ridiculous. We don't change our viewpoint that hardly at all. I want my country back. Yeah, we pick and choose our battles, but we don't change our viewpoint. But you have people that don't care, don't. No matter what you tell them, whatever. No, it's not a whatever. It's not whatever. This is fact. What we said point blank, and I've said this before, that it's easy to put a disc in the voting machine to where you could get it to, no matter what you voted for, it would change the votes. So it would come up at yes, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. And in the end, all the votes went to Trump, even though it showed you voting for Hillary. We showed that could happen. Was it going to happen? I didn't say it was. I said it can't. Oh, you can't pick an election. It's like that. I read an article where there's a guy from Russia that's still bitter about the U.S. winning the gold medal in hockey. Going to be like that. You're going to have people like still bitter like 40 years later because Trump won. Trump's going to be dead by 15 years and they're still going to be bitter that he won. You know, we're trying to get stuff accomplished. I don't know if you heard about this one, but there's going to be a 25% tariff on steel imports and 10% duty on aluminum. And, you know, there's a lot of talk. Is it good? Is it bad? Tariffs, have they worked in the past? And I don't think they have, but we're trying to keep jobs in this country. We're trying to keep, you know, hey, if you want to send... If you want to import steel or aluminum, you're going to pay. Because I guess there are bodies that, like, if people are under, or like, if the Chinese is making it and undercutting the market and dumping it on us for a real cheap price, then it's not fair to the rest of the world. And need to go through the proper channels and all this. And I mean, that goes on in honey and garlic and everything else. We produce more. There is more honey produced than eaten. Now let's switch that and reverse that. There's more honey consumed than honey being produced. How can that be possible? Because the Chinese take it and they add like rice syrups and other things that are hard to detect. And guess what? When it's all said and done, you have honey that's 30% honey and the rest is the rice syrup. The only thing that's saving grace for a lot of this stuff is we want to know where our steel comes from. We want to know where our honey comes from, where our produce comes from. We want to meet the farmer. We want to know the guy. I don't know if tariffs are necessarily a good idea, but you know, we need to go through the proper channels, but we need to make sure that when we have a boat leave here, it's full of goods going to other countries, that people are buying our stuff. I mean, and that's where we're at. People don't want that. People just, you know, people want to sit there and want cheap goods. You know, they don't care where it comes from. Acting ICE Director, as I said, Thomas Holman, as I've been talking about, all this can go back to a wall. We can have American steel help build a wall that can protect national security, public safety, keep jobs here, put money in our pockets by not paying millions of dollars to house illegals and pay for all their stuff. It's not about being, you got to pick your battles, folks, in terms of, okay, well, sorry if there's some good people that are here. What does good have to do with it? If they're illegal, then they shouldn't be here. They should be going through the proper channels to become a citizen. Too many people in this country that are undocumented, we don't know who they are, where they're at. We have people that are in this country that, quite frankly, have been here a very, very long time that could have been a citizen by now. They're not. They don't care. I want to get all these benefits. You know, if I became a citizen, I can go to school for free. I can get all these benefits. I'm going to lose all those freebies as an illegal if I become a citizen. But that's how this cookie crumbles. That's how the cookie crumbles, folks. You gotta pick and choose. I mean, we can't sit there and say, well, oh, how dare you? We have illegals in this country. You're against immigrants. Now, there's a difference between immigrants and people that are here illegally. See, immigrants wanted to make a better life for themselves, wanted to bust their ass and work and do something better for their life. Okay, that's an immigrant. Illegals just come here, border jump, take half their money, go to Mexico with it. Imagine how this country would have been if 90% of the people that came here shipped their money overseas to wherever they're from. Where we're at. You know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Not, well, I'm going to stay illegal as long as I can to get as much as I can off the government. Now, I'm trying to get the whole scoop on this, and I'm doing some research, and I'll probably have more on Tuesday, but Kroger, Walmart, and Dick's are making a 21 year of age limit to buy guns or ammo. So you have to be 21 years old at those places to buy a gun or ammo. And, but I can join the military, you know, the Army or the Marines, and I can shoot an AR-15 or an M-16. And I just got done. I just finished Marine Corps Recruit Depot training at Parris Island. And can I see your ID, sir? You have to be 21. Okay. Wait a minute. I have to be 21 to buy a gun. I just shot an AR-15 in Marine Corps Recruit Depot training. I'm a trained marksman. Oh, well, yeah. Walmart policy, you have to be 21. How does that make sense? Don't make sense. That's the problem. That's the problem, folks. That's one of these policies that they, well, it makes them look like they're doing something. Remember, folks, how many of you drank underage? What was the drinking age? 21, wasn't it? Yeah. And guess what? We still got booze. Oh, boy, did we get booze. Yep. Oh, God. The stories I could tell partying and drinking back in the day. But that can't be because you have to be 21, and I was 17 at the time. I think that's a job for Captain Common Sense. Gee, you have to be 21 to buy liquor, but I got it when I was 16, 17, 18, 19. Well, we're going to save people by making you have to be 35 to buy a gun. Wow. Captain Common Sense. To the rescue. I don't get it. But that's how this cookie crumbles, folks. That's the world we live in. That's the nonsense that doesn't really make sense. The Department of Justice is looking into whether Oakland Mayor Libby Schiaff, unchecked by warning Northern California residents of impending ICE raids and custom enforcement. ICE, as you know, stands for Immigration and Custom Enforcement and all that. And he put lives at risk. Okay, well, if we're going to stay here and we're illegal, we're going to batten down the hatches. We're going to prepare for this raid. And that's what they, it's scary. It's like saying, yeah, I know you're in the third floor of a hotel, but yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter's coming. I'm just forewarning you, bound the hatches, you know, get your guns, you know, let's prepare for battle. Okay. But that's how this world works. You know, you can't tip off because they're a sanctuary state. They have to allow these illegals to stay here. Let me tell you, ICE doesn't give two craps about someone that's legal. They're going after illegals and people that are bad. The bottom line, folks. You gotta pick your battles. Just because I'm not against immigrants. I'm against people that are here illegally that are murdering and killing people. And if the majority of people are affected, sorry. Just because you're here good, I mean, and what I mean, affected, if you're, oh, well, she's a good person, it's hardworking. Well, then why don't they, Yeah, my dad's had hardworking people, and 90% of the paychecks went right down to Mexico. They didn't try to help this economy and this nation and put money back into their pockets. I mean, most of the people on tour with the dead, you know, yeah, I might buy a shirt, I might buy a burrito, but, you know, or a beer or something, but I would, you know, I might sell a bag or something, whatever. If I sold something, you know, I would kick somebody back in the scene and buy a burrito or a shirt, whatever, you know. I mean, have the guys with the nitrous tank make like $2,000 on it and go back to their hotel, and they wouldn't spend it on it. They wouldn't kick back the scene. And, you know, like we'd always say, drop the dank, drop the tank. You know, grab the dank, lose the tank, whatever you wanted to say. And we would always kick back the scene. We would say, yeah, I might sell some stuff, but I will kick back and I'll buy a burrito or a shirt. And how about this, man? I'll give you a bag for 2 burritos. All right. And it was like a barter system. But we did for each other. You have people that don't have the right to be here. Send most of their money down to Mexico or wherever they're from. They don't really have plans on really trying to learn English. They don't want to. They want to follow their rules, not our rules. We're the a-holes. If you're working at trying to become a legal citizen, then yes, I'm in the process. I've got my papers. I'm doing this, and, you know, and then great. Got about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, but no matter where you are, look at all those Syrian refugees that came into Germany. How did that help? How'd that turn out? And when you talk to a lot of them, they want to go back to where they're from. Like that lady that was interviewed, and she goes, well, the conservatives don't want you here. And he goes, we don't want to be here. We want to be in our own country. And that lady didn't know what to say. That lady burst her bubble so fast. That doesn't matter. You know, yes, it does matter. It's not a black and white issue. Or is it a black and white issue? That's something you have to decide. Because you're against illegals, do you magically hate all immigrants? See, my ancestors came here. And they wanted to make a better life than themselves here and bust their butt here. You were ashamed to know to speak anything but English. Down here. There we go. Because President Trump pulled the legal rug underneath Dreamers. I'm kind of talking about this. This is what Representative Luis Gutierrez said, you know. He didn't pull the rug out from under him. If you've been here, like I said before, 16 years and you're not a citizen yet, then that's not my problem. If I go to France, or I go to Germany, I bet you should start to probably learn their language. You know, I guess I want to see how. Let's do an experiment. I want to see you go to Germany and demand they live by your rules. So, we'll have to wait and see how that would go out. Yeah. Interesting to see how that would go. If you haven't heard this, because I'd love to see you go to a Muslim country and and let them live by your rules, because New York must pay, that's New York City, that is, must pay 180 G's to three Muslim women forced to remove their hijabs for mugshots. That's right, folks. New York City will have to pay out $180,000 to three Muslim women after forcing them to take off their hijabs for mugshots. Because in their country, their hair is like looking at boobies or their naked body. And it's very sacred to them. I said the word booby on air. But it's the truth. And these people are like, they're all like, I want to say something, but out of context, I just got Carlos Mencia. And I can't say it on there, so I won't. But it's crazy. They're getting $60,000 each because they were reportedly, they couldn't go into a separate room, they were told, to have their picture taken. Because just like my wife taking off her bra and her t-shirt and exposing herself, that's what it is to them to show their hair. But do you think if you had some religious belief that was not Muslim, that they would cater to that and do another country? No. Could they have actually taken them into a separate room and done that? I think they could have. But we don't know.
And most jails, they have it set up like a DMV.
Yep.
Where you have to go in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah.
They can't move the camera.
That's why they have so many escapees. The frontal shot is the first photo. The side shot is when they're taking off running. But we'll have to wait. That's a heck of a lot of money for. Honey, you need to become a Muslim, put a hijab on, and go to New York City, and then get offended when they make you take your hijab off so we can get $60,000. Hey, I already had the idea of trying to get on America's Worst Cooks, but it'd be very hard to fake that I don't know what I'm doing when I've been in the business for so long. I mean, it would take 1 second of looking into my background if they'd know I've been to school. But hey, I just think it's crazy that they're getting $60,000 each. But that's the world we live in. You know, I really honestly don't see them getting any type of issue from anywhere else. I mean, if you went to a Muslim-majority country, would you be given any type of lenience because of your religious beliefs? I would say no. Especially if you're a Christian, there'd be not even a million years. This is interesting. Police officers from all across Florida lined the sidewalk Wednesday, welcoming back students to the majority Stoneman High School as school held classes for the first time since the mass murder on February 14th. It's interesting that, you know, all this stuff going on with, I mean, not, I'm not belittling any of it, but it's like, I couldn't imagine going through what they're going through, and, you know, and these students coming back, and it's got to be very, very difficult. And you wonder how many of them don't want the spotlight on them. How many do? I mean, there's a Texas teenager being held on $1 million bond after a police officer encountered him sitting in his car outside a high school sporting event with a rifle and 100 rounds of ammunition. And there's a lot of people saying, well, they are glorifying these people. I want to see if I can bring this. Oh, what is it? It's like they're glorifying these people and turning them into like serial killer like heroes. In a way, like, well, hey, look, if I do this, I'll be on TV. I'll be like a hero. And you're just kind of like, well, okay. And, you know, they need to, like, could that be the case? Could you have these kids that are just like, well, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be a psycho celebrity. I need to go shoot up a bunch of people, and then I'll be all over the news because they're going to talk about me for a very, very long time. I mean, that is a very distinct possibility. And I've discussed that before. You know, what if they're like ignored? But then you would say, well, you're ignoring all the students and all that happened. Well, okay, focus on the students or whatever you need to make sure that they're not being ignored, but don't focus on the shooter and making him out to be some psycho celebrity. It's a very interesting subject to see whether or not if that's even the case where they put these on TV all the time, these celebrity people that are just normal people that like they glamorize them in a weird way. If you haven't heard, NASA today launched a Atlas V rocket, which is carrying a GOES-S satellite. And the GOES-S satellite is the second that is part of an effort to revolutionize forecasting with fast images of hurricanes, wildfires, floods, mudslides, and other natural disasters. And they claim it's going to revolutionize forecasting and meteorology. We'll have to wait and see if that happens. I mean, to think about it, that they just go out into a field where there's not much wind and they put a whiteboard down there, and when it snows, they take that whiteboard and they measure the snow off of that, and that's how they go how many inches we got. It's primitive, but that's what they use. With all the technology they have, that is the best way to get the measurement of snow. Somebody commented one time about, you know, oh, other places have Doppler radar, me have the whiteboard. And I said, that's what they use too. No matter how much technology you have, that's what they use. So it's going to be interesting to see how this helps, you know, prevent against maybe tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever the case may be. How much more accurate it's really going to be. If it's going to do anything, it makes you wonder, because if it's not really going to be able to say, okay, well, I mean, I think it's going to take time, but I mean, if they can pinpoint that this thing here 100% of the time turns into a tornado, then okay. But if not, they may just have clear, crisper images of floods and stuff that they already have. And that, you know, okay, it's a more clear image, but it's not going to do any more to help me forecast it sooner. It might say, the only thing I think it could do is if it's flooding, you could say, okay, well, the flooding is going from here to here. This is amazing. This is interesting. Georgia lawmakers just voted to nix tax benefits for Atlanta-based Delta Airlines as part of a broader tax package approved Thursday following the airline's decision to sever ties with the NRA. You know, hey, you don't want to be a part of the NRA? Well, we don't have to give you a tax break. You know, there is a thing that Buffalo Wild Wings that had like a thing that we don't support the Second Amendment and all this stuff, and it was like very interesting. Very interesting. You know, hey, we don't support the Second Amendment. We don't support this. We don't support that. You know, and they're like, well, and This guy goes, well, I'd still conceal and carry. I just, they wouldn't, you know. And it's like, wow. Okay. I wouldn't go there. If they didn't allow guns. It wouldn't be a fear of, well, I'd still conceal and carry. I just, you know, whatever. Like, if they don't want the Second Amendment, if they don't support it, then if a guy goes in there to shoot the place up, then they're going to find out really quick that, hey, they have to wait for someone with a gun to show up to try to stop that guy. This is, I gotta do this story. This is just, here it is. In Texas, at a park, a caged gorilla statue has been removed earlier in the week and has been brought back without the cage because people thought it was offensive. You know, anything, you know, so like, I guess you can't have a real gorilla in a zoo because that's offensive. You're going to have to let the gorillas go free and just let them roam in the city because I'm offended because you have a gorilla in a cage. What? I don't, I'm just kidding. If someone can tell me, because I'm sure everybody's offended about, you know, they get their panties in a bunch about everything, I swear. But that's how this world is, you know. Castration. That's how we can deal with being offended by Democrats. Oh, but I don't get it. You know, we got to tear down this statue that's been here for 200 years because someone's all of a sudden offended by it. I don't understand. I didn't get on the Partridge Family bus. I don't understand this. I'm offended. I'm hurt. Why don't they paint the gorilla white and see what they say? It's like that movie Trading Places. Remember that movie? They had like, they had the guy knocked out and they put him in a gorilla suit. Well, they were supposed to go back to this experiment with gorillas. One gorilla, two gorilla, who cares? It's near. Let them have their fun. And you got people, because I think of that scene with the gorillas and stuff on the train from that Trading Places movie, and you have, of course, a gorilla that I'm offended because he's in a cage because that's racially insensitive. What, because gorillas? Somebody's got to have their panties in a bunch. God forbid. They have to. I mean, they can't have anything that's... It's amazing. There was a guy in Israel who was doing gardening and found an old, what was it, a Middle Ages, a bronze ring that dates back to the Middle Ages that has an image of St. Nicholas on there. It's from the 12th to 15th century. It's interesting. It's gotta be neat. I don't know, they really haven't said like if there's where it's gonna go or what have you, but it's just amazing. The value on it's probably it's priceless. Makes you just wanna go gardening in your yard and see what you dig up. You never know. That's why metal detecting is so fun. You never know what you're gonna find. Might be an old lure. It might be, who knows? So. Moving on, folks. Moving on. He didn't catch today's match. Man City slaughtered Arsenal 3-0. Man City just keeps climbing. I mean, United, they have 75 points, where Manchester United is in second with 59 points. Liverpool with 57 in third, and 55 with Tottenham, and 53 with Chelsea, 45 with Arsenal. Burnley 37, Leicester City 36, Everton 34, and Watford 33 in 10th. We play, when is our next game? Manchester United's next game, I want to say it's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday against Crystal Palace. This is going to be an interesting test for us. I think we have the team we need to finish second. We just got to figure out where does Anthony Martial fit in to the team with Alexis Sanchez and Pogba and Lukaku. And when we figure that out, where they are best, it's going to be great. It's going to be exciting to watch. And not like the Louis Van Gaal days where you're screaming at the TV wondering what the heck. Let's pass the ball back and forth instead of go down the field. Oh, yeah, there's a thing called the cross. Yeah, you want to cross. Oh, wow. You forgot that players could do that because on the United Stand, they used to talk about their favorite movies because the games are so boring. And I was a fan of Louis Van Gaal. He's not really the striking coach that I wanted in terms of he was more of a defensive coach and hoped for a clean sheet with a win by getting a goal. But, you know, I mean, I think we got the team going to be phenomenal through the rest of the season. We just got to figure out where all the pieces of the puzzle come together. So it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season holds out for the team as a whole. It's going to be interesting, you know. So, but then, I mean, I know, I guess I see all these people that are like, so what, we won. It's like we're not consistently winning. It's like we kind of win some, then we go down, then we win some, and then we lose some. It is sometimes kind of frustrating. So it's one of those things that it's not always a, as I remember back in the days when they had Alex Ferguson, and it's not like if we win, but by how much, you know, it's kind of like, okay, well, Eric Van der Sar, yep, we're going to win just by how much. So, and it's just kind of like, it's going to be kind of interesting, and there's still talk of possibly Gareth Bale coming to United, and, you know, so we'll have to wait and see if some of these things do pan out in the end, what happens, good or bad. I mean, I think we got a strong squad. It's just practically insurmountable with City being the team that they are, doing what no club has done. So we just have to wait and see how things shake out. And it's kind of, it's nice because there's tons of discussion. It's not like if we win, but it's not like, oh, we're going to win. It's just by how much. Oh, well, we're going to win this game, but we just don't know the score. Where a lot of the games now, it's like, well, we might win. We might not. Who knows? It's exciting. Yeah, you want to have, we need a title at United. It's been too long, but. Just my little 25 cents. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And it's just interesting how things have come full circle. I mean, it just seems like, as someone again, a little bit of motorsports, it just seems like yesterday, Jeff Gordon jumped onto the scene and Kevin Harvick, and I remember when the number 3, they painted it white and put the next number on their 29, and Kevin Harvick went on land, and he won. It's been like 17 years since that happened. It just seems like yesterday, you know, when the fans overwhelmingly decided to choose to have Dale Earnhardt as driver of the year. And it's going to be interesting to see who wins, because this is the first year Dale Jr. will not be able to win. The fans have overwhelmingly chosen to honor, again, Dale Jr., even though he hasn't raced for 25 years, because he's always been the most popular driver. And and that's why I liked him, because he was always someone like, I am who I am. If I win, I win. I don't. I'm not my dad. You know, I'm racing because of me. You know? Like Scott Coletta always used to say, you know, my dad was the bounty hunter. Honey Coletta. No, I'm my own. If I'm successful, if I'm popular, support me for me, not because of my last name and who my dad was. Support me for me. You know? And he was successful. And I just look at the old, I used to have tons of the MIS Speedway guest guides, and there used to be way more seating there. And now I could be wrong on this, but I just feel like, okay, we try to make the races more attractive. I remember when you go to the races, and if you remember, and you have like a special band, if you had the red band, you could go in these certain areas. And if you had a purple band, you could go in these certain, if you didn't have it. And now they have all the stuff that if you were a NASCAR official member and have all these things, you could go into these areas and see this stuff. And now they have a lot of this stuff open to the general public. I mean, like at MIS, you could sit there, pull in, go all around these things, see all this amazing stuff, get all this free stuff, and then leave and never even pay for a race ticket. I mean, why would you want to go to MIS and not see the race? I mean, that's the greatest part of being there, but or when you have a seat here and you end up parking way here and you try to get the trolleys and you get screwed up and you have to walk like halfway there and then you're in so much pain and you're hurting and like frustrated. Huh? Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, and then we're like cussing at each other in a nice way. But that's how the world, you know, I just see seats shrinking. I see things. I remember they used to have, when they added, like, when they took away seats to give you more room. And I'm like, wait a minute here. I used to be crammed with fewer, with smaller sections. About 90 seconds left, and I remember it being 95 degrees, like dripping sweat, bringing frozen water that melted by the time I drank it. And I was like, okay, half the people show up. And I mean, hopefully we start getting some fans back and start getting some excitement in it. We'll have to wait and see. I'm still not a super huge fan of the segment thing, but it's gonna, I choice. It's not like, I don't know. I'm just not a super big fan of it, and I think I'm going to leave it with that, folks. Thank you for tuning into the program. I didn't know if I'd be able to do because I had a crown and it broke off, and oh, Lord. Why can't I be like an hour here and just have another one just come in? Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. And what's funny is yesterday was National Tooth Fairy Day. Isn't that kind of guy going, ha-ha?
You didn't put it under your pillow to see what the tooth fairy would bring you.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd bring me a re-cement, but that didn't happen. But remember, folks, with the firm divine providence, mutually pledge each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.